We begin the current daf, Masechta Zvachim, daf Kuf Chof, the last daf of Masechta Zvachim. Begin on the bottom line of daf Kuf Yud Tesem Beis, where the Gemara continues on the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we had mentioned in the Mishnah regarding a list of things that apply only by Bama Gedela, but do not apply those halachas by Bama Ketana. One of them was Mechitza Bedamim, regarding the separation of the Mizbeach, the upper half and the lower half, certain bloods go on the top, certain bloods only go on the bottom, and they can't be switched. On that, the Mishnah had said that does not apply by the lower bloods. On that, there was two different versions in Rambam Chama, and actually other two versions that were brought in Rashi's text regarding what are we referring to when we mean Bama Gedela, Bama Ketana. On that, the Gemara had said that Rabbi Elazar disagreed, either like our version, the second version of Rambam Chama according to Rashi's text, both versions of Rambam Chama. But be that as it may, Rabbi Elazar had said that even a carbon of a private altar, even if it was slaughtered over there, but then it was brought inside the area of the Azara. The area of the Azara already now took hold of it, and all those halachas will apply to it, and therefore it will have those limitations, let's say, of what we said in the previous daf, of mechitzas adamim, of being done in its appropriate place, like it's done by the Bama Gedela, as it's done in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, on that opinion, Bayrib Zera, he asks, and he says as follows, he says, so this case of Eilas Bamas Yachad, regarding the Eila of a private altar of an individual, as you continue to have Kof and Alf, Shechnisa Lefnim, where after it was slaughtered outside on the Bama Gedela, it was then brought inside into the Azara where the Bama Gedela is. So we said according to Rabbi Elazar, so Kalana Mechitzis, the area already took hold of it, and you would have to do all the halachas that apply by Bama Gedela. But then, Vaitzia Lechutz, and then it was subsequently taken out again back outside to where the Bama Gedela is. Mahu, what's the halacha? Do we say that the halachas of a kachay bama gedela will apply? So, for example, let's say, as we discussed in the previous daf, the trumas chaz of a sheik, the separation of the kahana gifts of the thigh and the breast, would have to be given to the kahanim, and therefore would have to be taken back in again to do that, because that has to be done lefnei Hashem? Or do you say that? No, as the Gemara explains. Mi amrina, do we say, kivin de'ailo, since ultimately it was brought inside, so kalta la mechitzasa, like Rabbi Elazar said, so the walled-in area already took possession of it, thus it has the halachas of the Bama Gedela, and you would have to do all those appropriate halachas. And therefore, let's say in regards to the tenufas of the kahana gifts, you would have to bring it back inside to do those. Or maybe, says the Gemara, no, keeping the hadahadah, says Rabbi Zeira, no, maybe since it ultimately was taken back out again, so it's back out, and now it doesn't have those restrictions anymore, and they wouldn't have to have those halachas. So in that answers the Gemara, Lav Hainu Plukta de Rabba v'Rav Yosef. Isn't your question contingent on the machlekes that we already have between Rabba and Rav Yosef? It's not. Like we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. The Mishnah says, Kachay Kachim Sheshachtim Medarm. The holiest level of karbanis are supposed to be slaughtered in the northern Azar. Let's say someone doesn't do that, they slaughter in the south part of the Azar. Says the Mishnah, in spite of that, Moyalin Behem, there will still be a halach of Me'ilah on those Kachay Kachim. And the chiddush in that is that we don't say as if it wasn't slaughtered, because slaughtering is supposed to be done in the north. It's like it was choked. Then it would be like kachim that died, which actually, like the brayso teaches in Masechtas Me'ilah, it loses its halacha of Me'ilah. And that says the Mishnah, no. Although it was slaughtered in the wrong area, it still has the halacha of kachim to it, which would have the misappropriation as kachim do to have Me'ilah on it. And that's the halacha of the Mishnah. So on that continues the Gemara of Ibailu. Now there was a question that was asked on that halacha, and the girsa that's in Rashi's text is, Alu Mao Sheyerdu. So this is obviously not valid. The Kachay Kachim has to be slaughtered in the north, not the south. So it's possible. Now, in spite of its being possible, the Mishnah says, it's still not going to be like it was just killed, like it died. It's going to be like it was slaughtered, so it's still going to be Kachay Kachim to have halacha of Me'ilah. But it just never was removed from the sanctity of Me'ilah, because it wasn't done in this appropriate way. Now, regarding that type of apostle carbon, the question was asked regarding that Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. Let's say it was taken up to the top of the Mizbeach. So, Ma'ar Sheyerdu, what's the halacha? Does it have to be taken down or not? Like those carbonists that it could be kept up there on the top. So, Rabba Amar Lo Yalo. Rabba says, no, you're not going to take it back up. It's not going to stay over there on the top. Rabbi Yosef Amar Yalo, he said that it will stay there on the top. Well, so, what's the understanding of this machlekes? The way Rashi's words are is, not that Rabbi says not to take it up. Rabbi says, Yerdu, you take it down. Why? Because you cannot compare it to the halacha that is the basis of the Gemara's question of what's known as Pesulim Bakoidish. If something was kosher, like the case of that Mishnah, something's kosher, it just became invalidated in the area of the Azara, So generally, we see halacha, those types of things, they weren't intrinsically pasul, like an animal that was sodomized. It was kasher, just something happened that was done wrong in the azara. So therefore, those are the things that usually say, you don't take it down. And here says Rabbi, no, you're going to take it down because it's not the same as other Basul Makadish, because he holds on some level, when you do slaughter in the south, it is like choking the animal. So it's like it was totally invalid. Now, so what you see from that is that you see, according to Rabbi, that although it was put onto the Mizbeach, which is the area which sanctifies it, you don't say cull it. You don't say as if, oh, it captured it. No, he doesn't hold to that. He says you even to take it down. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael says it is colored because when it went on in the Mizbeach, oh, so the Mizbeach sanctified it. So seemingly the question of Rabbi Zeira is really the smachlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael. When you bring something in, do we say that that's it, it captures it? Or do you say that no, you could still take it down? Rabbi says you could still take it down. It's not considered colored. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you'd say that you don't take it down, and therefore it wouldn't be considered that it was captured. And therefore, even if you took it out, according to Rabbi Yisrael, seemingly for Rabbi Zeira's question, you would still have to do those kind of gifts of truma, of chazav ashek, and you would have to bring it back in to do that. Says the Gemara, no. Tibay le Rabbi, tibay le Rabbi Yisrael. The question of Rabbi Zeira is valid according to both opinions. It's not necessarily what their machlekes is. Why? Because the Gemara explains that there are differences in the cases. Tibay le Rabbi, you could ask the question according to Rabbi, because ad kan lo kama Rabbi, where do we find in the case, in the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah, that Rabbi says that it doesn't capture it. It doesn't say it's contained and that you don't take it away. Because that was only said ele b'mizbeach, regarding the altar. Why? Because we know the halacha is, the chazi le mekadesh, what's fit for it, it sanctifies. The loy chazi le mekadesh, what's not fit for it, it doesn't sanctify. As the Gemara said, in Perek Mizbeach, mekadesh and pegimel and beiz, from the fact that the pasuk says, kol hanegei mizbeach yigdash, it says whatever touches the altar will be sanctified. So the brisa there discusses, I would have thought to say whether it's something that's fit for the altar or not. And that says the brisa, the pasuk says, ayla, to say it has to be something that's fit for it. Now, this carbon, it's not considered fit for the altar because, again, as we said according to Rabbi, it's like it was choked. It wasn't even slaughtered. So it wasn't like a Psul Makadish was invalid from its inception. So maybe over there is where Rabbi says it's not going to be Kailit. It's not going to say like it grabbed a hold of it and will hold it forever. Of Mechitza, but regarding when we said if it enters into the area of the courtyard, which is a valid carbon, it's being done on the Bama Ketana, but then it was brought into the airspace of the Azar, there we could say, Havakav Delei Chazilei, even though it's not fit for it, because it's a carbon that's being done outside, but kalta, it will still capture it, because the limitation of being something that has to be chazilei is only exerts a kasher defined by mizbeach. But who said Rabbi would say that that would be a limitation by the area of a bama gedola regarding a bama katana? Maybe for that, actually, we would say it would be kailit. And so too, we could ask the question, Idilma, or maybe, I feel Rabbi Yisrael, we could go the other extreme, and the question would be appropriate even according to Rabbi Yisrael. Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yisrael Hassam, up until where do we find Rabbi Yisrael who says over there in that discussion that the Mizbeach will capture it? In other words, you're going to say, lawyer, you don't take it down. El Dechad Makam, because ultimately it's still in one place. It was slaughtered in the courtyard, it just was in the southern part, which is not valid, but still in the same area. Aval Hachad, the Trey Makamis, and over here where there are two different places, this is out of the Azara and this is in the Azara. Loy, I would say that actually even Rabbi Yisrael would agree that we wouldn't say that it grabbed a hold of it and that we would be able to take it out and then revert back to the laws of Bama Ketana. Maybe that it doesn't make a difference whether it's one place or two places, and Rabbi Yisrael would still say Kalat. So you see, you could ask the question, both according to Rabba and Rabbi Yisrael, and says, Gemara, take a letter, it's not clear what the answer for Rabbi Zeira's question actually is regarding this Kachim Abama Katana, Abamas Yachid, that was slaughtered outside, brought inside, then brought back outside. Do we say it's Kalat that it retains the limitations of having been brought inside, or not? Once you take it outside, it loses those restrictions. Now, regarding what we introduced, this Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael, which we thought would have been what the question of Rabbi Zeira would be contingent on, so the Gemara tells us that Milsa de Pshitele L'Rabbi B'chad Gisa, regarding the halacha that was obvious to Rabbi in one direction, which was that, like he said, lo yalu, that you're not going to keep it all on the top. Ul Rav Yisrael b'chad gisen, and it was obvious Rav Yisrael the other way, that he held that no yalu, it will stay on the top. Mi boy le Rav Yanai. That machlekes was actually a question that Rav Yanai had. The boy Rav Yanai, he asked, which is the same type of a case in a sense, and therefore it's the same question, ivari oilas bamas yachid, regarding the limbs of a private altar, which was slaughtered on a private altar, which is considered not the place, it's considered shalei b'mkayma in regards to a bama gedayla, because regarding a public altar, it has to be slaughtered in the azara. Here was slaughtered outside by the private altar, but it's valid on the private altar, it's considered shalei b'mkayma regarding the bama gedayla, which is the same case, says Rashi, as a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef regarding kachi kachim that's slaughtered in the south. So on that, as Rabbi Yane, regarding the limbs of an oila, of a private altar, sha'alu l'mizbeach, which after was slaughtered outside, those limbs were brought up to the public altar, to the mizbeach. Mahu, as the Gerasa has it, shi'erdu. What's the halacha? Does it have to come down? What's the question? So he says, Heichad le mashla behena or, where the fire did not take a hold of the carbon, zolay tabaylach, then you're not going to have a question, that for sure you're going to have to take it down. Kiti baylach, when do you have the question? Heichad le mashla behena or, when the fire takes a hold of it, my, what's the halacha? This is the same type of a case as Rabbi Rav Yosef, where it was slaughtered chaloy bim kaima of this mizbech, of the bama gedayla, which is what kachi kachim is. The south is to the north, is the same thing what a Bama Ketana is regarding the Bama Gedayla. But then it was put onto the Mizbeach, which Rabbah holds that lo yalu, and Rav Yosef says yalu. On that Rabbi Yani had a question, what would the halacha be in this same parallel case? And that take or let it stand, it wasn't clear what the answer would be in that question. Now, continuing on this topic of our Mishnah, which was discussing the differentiation between the halachas that apply only by Bama Gedayla, but don't have those halachas by Bama Ketana, by private altar, Seitma, we learned that there's a machlokes regarding certain cases that were not mentioned in the Mishnah. Shchitas laila b'bamas yachid, slaughtering at nighttime at a private altar. We have machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Chara m'kshera v'chara m'psula, one says it's valid, one says it's invalid. I mean, regarding the bama gedayla, it's possible by laila. So machlokes, what's regarding a private altar? And says the Gemara, v'komithically b'Rebbe Elazar, the machlokes is in what Rebbe Elazar said. Because Rebbe Elazar, Rami Kriya, Dadi Rebbe Elazar, had posed the following contradiction of the Pesukim. On the one hand, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, but Yirmid Shaul said, Begadetem, you're traitors. Goyil wa lahayoyim, roll for me today, Evan Gedayla, a large stone, which was, he was saying, Hayoyim, when it's still daytime, which obviously, because he wanted to sacrifice Karbanis, is because nighttime is invalid, even by a Bama Ketana, because they were told by a private altar, because they weren't in the Mizbeach over there, they weren't by the Bama Gedayla, they were in the middle of fighting a war against the Pelishtim, and he wanted to bring a carbon, obviously it was by Bama Ketana. And he says, Hayoim, today. Now, Uksiv, but yet the Pasuk says after that, V'yem Rishal Shol said, Putzu ba'am v'martim ham, spread out amongst the people and tell them, Higishu alai ish shayrei v'ish seyehu, let every man bring me his ox and his sheep, v'shchatzem b'zeh v'chatzem, and you should slaughter over here and eat it, v'leisechetu l'Hashem, and you should not sin to Hashem, lechel, and the Gir says, el hadam, to eat to the blood, v'yikishu kolam ish shayrei b'yodoi halayla, and every man brought him his ox in his hand that night time, v'yishchateishem, they slaughtered over there. So you see they did at night time. So what is it? Does it have to be done at night, a day, or could it even be done at night? And it's regarding a Bama Ketana. So it's regarding that contradiction that was posed by Rebbe Elazar, the resolution of that will show us if Bama Ketana is kosher by Laila or not. Because Mar Mishani, which the Gersa of Rashi is that this is Shmuel, he answers, well, it's not a contradiction. Why? Kan Bechulin, when it said that he did at nighttime, was talking about unconsecrated animals, that you'll have to slaughter at nighttime. Kan Bekadshim, when it was talking about that it had to be done during the daytime, that was, as the case was even over there, by Bama Ketana, that it had to be during the daytime. So he's the opinion holds that Laila is puzzle by Bamas Yachid. Whereas Umar Mashani Rav answered differently. It says, Khan, here where it said it had to be done by daytime, was Bekadshe Bama Gedayla, were by Kachim that was sanctified to be sacrificed by Bama Gedayla, even though they ended up sacrificing by Bama Ketana, still it had limitations, it had to be done by the daytime. But Khan, Bekadshe Bama Ketana, The next pasuk that says that they sacrifice at nighttime was talking about those which were sanctified for the private altar. When you sacrifice it at the private altar, it can be done at nighttime. So he holds his kasha b'layla. Another machlekes. Itmar, we learned, oilas bamas yachid, regarding the carbon oila of a private altar, which the whole animal is burnt on the altar that is made. So Rav Amar, ain't tun the hefshet v'nituach, although by bama gedayla, by the mizbeach, one requires that the oila has to be skinned and cut into and be dismembered, cut into pieces. But Rav said for a Bama Ketana, it doesn't require to be skinned and dismembered. But Rabbi Yechonam, two and a half Shavanituach, said no, it requires to be skinned and dismembered. That says the Gemara of Komifogi, but Rabbi Yosef Glili, they disagree in an interpretation of what Rabbi Yosef Glili said. The time of Glinda Bryce. Rabbi Yosef Glili, he says, Eilish Shekribi Yisrael by Midbar, regarding the carbon oil that the Jewish people brought in Midbar Sinai, Ein tu'un hefshe b'nituach. Did not require to be skinned and to be dismembered. She'ein hefshe b'nituach, because the requirement of a korban oila, being skinned and being dismembered, was ele ma'oil ma'id va'eilech, was only once they had already put up the mishkan, the oil ma'id, which is said in Sefer Vayikra, is only from that point on when the halacha was said and required to have hefshe b'nituach. Now, regarding this statement of Risa Galili, Mar Savar, which Rashi says is Rabbi Yechanan, he holds ma'oil ma'id va'eilech, when it says that from the tent of assembly onward, that means in totality. It didn't make a difference which bama, even in private altar, also required hefshe b'nituach. But Amar Savar, but Rav said that bama gedayla in, and actually the Gemara says that this is Rav's opinion that by bama gedayla in, that by a large altar, by the public altar, that's where it requires hefshe b'nituach. And that's like the oil ma'id. The oil ma'id was a bama gedayla. From there on, the bama gedayla is required hefshe b'nituach, but bama gedayla lai, but the private altar didn't require. So it's the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Brice, supports Rabbi Yechanan, that says like him, which, that there was no difference. That bama gedayla has the same halacha of hefshe b'nituach. As the Brice says, first the Brice starts by saying, Dvarm shebein bama gedayla bama gedayla, things that are different between, that only apply to the bama gedayla and not by a private altar. Their keren to require that the altar have those the amma by amma corners on the top of the altar, the kevesh to have a ramp, the yisoid that has to have a foundation that goes around the bottom of the altar, the ribu that has to be a square. So all these things are bebama gedela, as the Gemara said in Perikatcha Kachim Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph, how we know that these apply by bebama gedela. But the in keren, the yisoid, the kevesh, ribu, bebama gedela, these halachas do not apply by a private altar. Continues the Braisa, kir v'kanoi. The kir, which is the basin where they used to wash their hands and feet, and its base, applied by a bama gedayla, because by the mizbech of the Mishkan is where it says the kir v'kanei, where it says that it should be between the oil ma'ida and between the mizbech, which are obviously elements that apply only by bama gedayla. Then kir v'kanei bama gedayla, but there was no washing basin and requirement of its base by a private altar. Moreover, continues the Braisa, chazav v'sheik, the thigh and the breast, which required to be have tenuf, to be elevated, it says lefnei Hashem. So therefore, that was only something that was bama gedayla, but ve'in chazav v'sheik bama gedayla, that halacha of lifting it up and waving it and giving it to the kohen did not apply by a private altar. Now continues the Braisa, dvarim sheshavsa bama gedayla bama gedayla, and the following are things which were the same and equal by the public altar and the private altar, are shchita bama gedayla gedayla, the requirement of slaughtering the carbon was the same by both, and this is the one that's Rabbi Yechanan, hefshet b'nituach, skinning and cutting up into pieces was b'gdayla uketana, was by a public altar and by a private one. And the reason for that is because we don't find anywhere where it was excluded that it should only be by g'dayla, not by ketana. Dam, the throwing of the blood was called zrikas adam, that it's matter that it permits the meat to be eaten after the blood is thrown, and that before the blood is thrown it's forbidden. And umefagel, also that the halacha of pigal applies, as we learn later on, and this is by both of the bama gedayla bama ketana, is that this halacha of pigal, that which is primarily in the blood of the dam of the carbon, that this halacha applies b'gedayla ketana. So that the halacha of dam being matur, that's one thing, and the halacha of pigal, which is when they have a machshava of consuming whether the altar of the person to chutz l'zmanai, that applies b'gedayla ketana. That machshava of psul would apply by a public altar and a private altar. Now mumin, if the animal is blemished, which we don't find anywhere explicitly that the Torah permitted by a private altar, that should not be problematic, and therefore that together with uzman, that there's a limited time up until when you could consume the carbon, are b'gedayla ketana, they apply by both the public altar and the private altar. But again, the primary thing that we wanted from the Braisa was what supported Rabbi Yechanan, which was that by bama gedayla and bama ketana applies halacha of an oila that hefshe b'nituach. Now, this next statement of the Gemara is continuing the end of our Mishnah, not from this Braisa that we just quoted. The Mishnah said, "Avol neiser b'hazman b'atame," but regarding the animal being, if it was left over the time that's allowed to be eaten, that one violates an iser by eating the carbon then, or v'hazman, which is having in mind that it should be consumed beyond the time that it's allowed to be, or v'atame, that it's prohibited to be eaten in the state of impurity, or shavim b'zeh b'zeh, that applies to both bama gedayla and the carbon of a bama ketana. So Tamban within the Braisa that says, Minayin lasazman, from where do we know to make the problem of time, which is that a carbon becomes possible by nice if it's left over a certain amount of time, that applies by bama gedayla kebama gedayla. That applies by even a private altar like by a public altar. As the Girsa continues on the next line, Because one would think, the Amr Torah, because the Torah says, Lon, which is when it's left overnight, which is what Nicer is, it's left over the designated time. The Halacha of the Torah says, is okay, but it's left over the time that's allowed to be eaten. Yisarif, you have to burn it. Now, V'yaitze Yisarif, there's another Halacha, also if you violate it, it has to be burned, is when the animal leaves the perimeter of where it's allowed to be, the limitation. As the Gemara Pesachim, the Pei Beis HaManalf learns out from the Pasuk, when they told Moshe on the day of the Chanukah HaMishkan, Heinahuvez Dom HaLakodesh Penima, that it wasn't brought inside the Heichel. Therefore, like the Pasuk says, Achol Teichleisis, so Moshe Ben says he should have eaten it. But the inference is, had it been brought inside the area, which is just as a problem as bringing it in too much inner where it's not allowed to go, or too much outer where it's not allowed to go, then it would have been burnt and not been eaten. So we find that these two halachas are similar, that when it's left out over the designated time, it's burnt. So to when it's taken out of its designated place, zman and makim, it's burnt. So we make the following comparison. Ma yitze kasha babama, just like if it leaves a certain area, it's valid by a private altar, because it's valid, there's no walls by a bama katana, you can make it wherever you want to. Aflan kasha babama. So then also if it's left over the designated time, it should also be valid by a bama. And that's why, now that if we would have that Kal V'Chaymer, we would say that time would not be an invalidation by Bama Ketana. So that's why we need to have this limud, this which the Bryce is going to explain, to tell you that, no, that it is going to be invalid, because you would think that it's not. Now, on that, the Bryce says back, what are you talking about? V'lav Kal V'Chaymer hu? Isn't Kal V'Chaymer in the other direction, that no, that Zman should be absul by Bama Ketana, just like Bama Gedela, and therefore you don't need a source? Because my eifes, you can learn a kav chaymer from the halacha that applies to bird carbon. This is a katin tamid base. Ma eifes in a mum paisel behem, just like by bird carbon, a blemish is not invalidation, as the Gemara says in Tumur Daf Yudal Madalv. In Thomas Vazachas beifes, as we mentioned this before, there's no problem about being a certain gender or about having unblemished by a bird carbon, and still zman paisel behem, still the limitation of time applies to a bird carbon. As the Gemara in Perek Beishamid of Memdal Manaf includes regarding the laws of Pigel, regarding bird kabanis, obviously, even in Machshav Zman applies, there is a psul of Zman that applies by bird kabanis. So Kaji Bamakatana, so we can make a Kavachimer. So regarding the Kajin that apply by a private altar, Shamun Paisal Behem, where a blemish invalidates it by the law of a private altar by a carbon. So in the Din Shazman Paisal Behem, so by bird where there's no problem about Mum, Zman invalidates, the Bama Ketana, which has a problem about Mum, for sure, Zman should be in the validation. So I shouldn't need a source to tell you that there's a psul of Zman, of time, whether it be Nicer or Pigel, that are both invalidation of time, to apply by Bama Ketana. But that says the Bryce said, no. Malaif is, what can you compare to the halacha of birds to say as if it's a Kavachimer? It's not. Shekein in a Zar Kashabhem. By a bird carbon, although it has, let's say, the leniency of not having a problem about Mum, but it has the stringency that it has to be done with a Kayin, and the non-kain is not valid. Tema b'bama ketana, conscious by a private altar, shazar kashaba, that a non-kain is valid to do it. So lo yehi zman possible. So therefore I would say that no, that it shouldn't have the limitation, and the time invalidation should not be a problem for a b'bama ketana. That's what it says. The b'raisa tamalemi. So what's the source? It's the pasuk in B'yikra. It says, v'zayis teres zevach ha-shlamim. This is the law of the karbanas of shlamim. Which, what was it saying? It's saying that there's one law for all the karbani shlamim, even for a shlamim that's brought on the bama ketana, on the private altar, for whatever is said there in that context, in that parasha, in Sefer V'yikra. What does it say over there? It says that there's a time limitation for a karban toida, there's a time limitation for karban shlamim, and that there's another limitation, even a thought regarding machshava of pigel. Now, like, that's what the Braisa is saying. Why did we need a pasuk to include the invalidation for Zman by Bama Ketana? Is because if not, we would have learned it off from the Binyan Av, we would have said that just like by Lon you burn, and when it goes out you burn, that doesn't apply Yaitzi by Bama Ketana, so to Lon wouldn't apply. And that's why we had to have this rebuy of the Pasig, Zayis Teres Avech HaShlamim, Las Zman Bama Ketana, to make the limitations of time by a private altar, Kizman Bama Gedayla, like limitations of time that apply by a public altar, by the Bama Gedayla, which is like the Pasig says over there, a Taida could only be eaten for a day and a night, Shlamim could only be eaten for 2 days and one night. So too, that Nicer has a punishment of Karis, is learned out from Pigel, from Gzeir Shavah of oven and oven. And that parasha talks about explicitly from Pigel. And so too, the halacha that our Mishnah said regarding Tumah that we just quoted from the Mishnah that applies by both Bama Gedayla and Bama Ketana, is also learned out from that parasha that it says over there, Nefesh HaShatechel, etc., that in the state of impurity. So we see that whole parasha, which includes all Shlam, including a Bama Ketana, because wherever the Shlamim is, will apply, and therefore since one of those halachas is Zman, which is Pigel, and Nisa, that's how we know that the halacha of Zman Neiser and Tuma apply by Bama Ketan and by Bama Gedaila, because we have this read with the Pasuk, Azayis Tevez Chash Shlamim, which includes all Shlamims, not only by Bama Gedaila, but even by a Bama Ketan. Hanulach Paraschatis, which I return to you, the 14th parak, Mesech Lezvachim, parak Paraschatis, which again discuss primarily a continuation of the previous parak regarding this halacha of the Isr Chutz, of doing the Avodah on the outside, which is, in other words, it means regarding a Bama Ketana, doing a private altar, not in the area of the Azara, wherever it is, whether it be in Shiloh, whether it be wherever the Bama Gedaila is. We have concluded the Mesech of Zvachim, which talks about animal sacrifices, which then we continue with the next daf, Mesech of Menachos, which continues in the parallel regarding the karbanis that are flower offerings, as the name Menachos is that of the flower offerings, which has the corollary with our Mesech of Zvachim.